Right. It's so good to focus on this. I'm so glad we're talking about this today, because we don't seem to, the only time it comes up a lot is in talking about, as you said, fathers who are absent, or people who grew up without a father, something. That's what gets the news today. And granted, there are a lot of families without a father present, and so I understand why. But I think in order for us to turn that around, we have to build up fathers. We have to talk about what is their vocation. Their role is not just to have children or just be present every once in a while. It is a vocation, a sacred calling by God to nurture the family, to protect the family, to help provide for the family, to be an example of prayer, of spirituality, of devotion to God, in essence, to mirror and imitate the best attributes, the greatest attributes of God, our Heavenly Father. So talk about an exalted vocation, but unfortunately in the, in sitcoms or in the media, it seems, just out there in popular culture, a lot of times fathers and men in general are produced, are shown as people who are kind of, they don't get it, or they're goofballs, or they're lazy, or they just, all they want to do is just watch football and drink and all that. That's kind of, if people watch that, if young men watch this, well, then they're going to kind of aspire to that. But if we talk about and really demand more from our young men and our fathers, then hopefully that too, that will happen, and that will have an effect on our, on them, on our whole society, on the family as the nucleus of the church and of society.
Yeah, and let's open up our phone lines, inviting you and our listening audience to join us on the program. Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director. The bishop is the bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee, Holy Cross Father, one of our regular contributors when he has time here on The Inner Life, talking about celebrating fatherhood today. And it's a toll-free phone number sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance, 888-914-9149, and our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But as we talk about celebrating fatherhood, tell us about your dad. How has he, or how does he, impact your life of faith? And maybe in a good way, and let's be honest, maybe in not so in such a good way. But again, if you'd like to join us, toll-free number, 888-914-9149. 4-9. And Bishop, you bring up one of my pet peeves in terms of commercials and sitcoms. I mean, the reality is that a lot of instances where, the dads, the fathers are really made to look lazy goofballs. I mean, it's not a good image. And you're right. Young men see that and they think, well, that's how it is. And it's not how it is it?
Right, exactly, yeah. And like I said, they will aspire to that, or, bring themselves down to that level if that's all they have, if that's the model of what a father should be, just someone who goofs off with his friends and who is not present and who, just chases after his own desires and lowers his own standards. So, no, I think we need to kind of call that out for what it is. It may be entertaining, but that is not what, that's not the ideal. That's not the model. That's not what we want for our fathers.
Yeah. And when we talk about fatherless families, do you see the impact of that as a bishop?
I do in many ways. I think, the women who are caring for their children alone are doing an amazing job, a heroic job, I would say. And you see so many women bringing their children to church and just doing what they can, sometimes two or three jobs, just to provide for them. So that's one thing that I see, and I really want to affirm, because they've stepped up and they've had to in many situations. But I just see, especially with young people, if they don't have a father, if they don't have that strong male figure in their life, then there's a sense of kind of being lost and wandering around in life and wondering, what is my direction? What am I being called to do? How can I be a leader for someone else if I don't have that experience, in my own family? So, and of course, I mean, there are statistics that talk about crimes and drugs and, going off on the wrong path, especially for those who don't have two parents at home caring for them, loving for them. So I definitely see that impact in many ways.
We are talking today about celebrating fatherhood, Father's Day this Sunday. But tell us about your dad. How has he or how does he impact your life of faith, and maybe in a good way and maybe not so much? But if you'd like to join us, Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director. It's a toll-free phone number, 888-914-9149. Stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
This is today's Gospel reading from the New American Bible.
Matthew, chapter 6, verses 7 through 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. This is how you are to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions."
You can find all the daily readings at relevantradio.com/gospel or tap the prayer tab on the Relevant Radio app.
Welcome back to The Inner Life on Relevant Radio. Call in now to share your story with our Inner Life spiritual directors. 1-888-914-9149. That's 1-888-914-9149. This is The Inner Life on Relevant Radio.
And thanks for joining us. Just a reminder that our Relevant Radio toll-free studio line is sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters Life Insurance. More information about employment opportunities to become one of their insurance agents. Information also about their flexible premium life insurance plans. All available at relevantradio.com/Forrester. Thanks for joining us, everyone. If you are just tuning in, Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director. The bishop is a Holy Cross Father, Bishop of the Diocese of Pensacola, Tallahassee. We are looking ahead to Father's Day this Sunday and talking about fatherhood today. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to join us, toll-free, 888-914-9149. Our email address, innerlife@relevantradio.com. But tell us about your dad. How has he or how does he impact your life of faith? And maybe that was in a good way and maybe not so much. But again, toll free if you'd like to join us, 888-914-9149. So, Bishop, before we get started and to get to some phone calls, hang in there with us, everyone. I was so taken today's gospel from the Gospel of Matthew's teaching his apostles how to pray, "Our Father who art in heaven." And so we're talking about the Lord's Prayer. And one of the things that I kind of walked away with that today as I was, celebrating Mass at our parish, the importance of forgiveness. And we pray that. I wonder sometimes if we understand what we're really praying when we get into that. But I'm just so mindful that there's so many of us, I would not be included in this, who look back on our dads as maybe a bad influence. And then, you know, maybe they've hurt us some way or another. Maybe we blame them for because I am this way because my dad was that way. Can you talk a little bit about, one, the importance of forgiving our fathers if they have hurt us in some way, but also the importance of detachment? I'm a big believer we can't let the choices of other people that we had no control over influence who we are today.
Absolutely. You know, in the giving of the Lord's Prayer, there's a couple things, and the gospel, the passage for today highlights it well. Right before the giving of the prayer, Jesus says, "Do not babble on. Your Father knows what you need before you ask." Now, that gives us a great insight into what a father should be, someone who knows his children and even knows their needs and doesn't just know about them, but knows them intimately and wants to give those, if possible, to his children. And then at the end, Jesus offers a little explanation just on one part of the Lord's Prayer. As you say, it's about forgiveness. And he puts it very bluntly. He says, if you forgive others, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, you will not be forgiven. Now, that's not, I don't believe that's God saying, if you don't do it, I'm going to punish you and I'm not going to forgive you. No, it's a statement. If your heart is closed, so much so that you say, I will not forgive, you know, I'm going to hold on to this hurt and this whatever, this feeling that I have forever, you're closing your heart to God, essentially, and God can't force forgiveness into you. He can't force anything into your heart. He only asks that we be open. So it's not a punishment. It's not a threat. If you don't forgive, I won't forgive you. It's just saying that's the nature of it. If when you forgive, you open your heart, and then God can pour his forgiveness, his mercy, his love, his presence in your heart. I really believe that. But, and you talked about, you know, perhaps we have a need, some of us have a need to forgive our fathers or uncles or mothers or, you know, others in the past. And I think you're right. We can't hold on to that. One, for the reason I just mentioned, because we want God to forgive us, but also because it serves no purpose. It really just keeps affecting us. Especially if that person has died or moved on, you know, then our constant bringing that up and stewing over that anger and that resentment is only making things worse for us. And so perhaps even if you have bring yourself to say, all right, I'm not going to forgive this person for their sake because I'm still angry, but for my sake so that I can be more open to love and forgiveness and the mercy that God wants to give me, I must move on. I must forgive them. Not to say that it was right what happened in the past, because it wasn't, but to say, I can't change that, but I can move forward, and I need to do that. So forgiveness can serve us in so many ways. It helps to open us up to the forgiveness that God wants to give us, and it really helps us to be the people God wants us to be, and that is to be loving, to be kind, to be people who forgive others.
Yeah, and then, Bishop, we should be honest. I mean, the reality is some of the hurts inflicted by family members, maybe our fathers, but moms, dads, uncles, whoever that may be, some of these wounds are deep, deep wounds, aren't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, of course, we just think of, I don't know if you can codify them and say which is worse, but you just think of abuse, you know, physical or sexual abuse, something like that, that just seems to, you know, unfortunately be passed on to generations, you know. They say hurt people hurt other people. And so we have to break that chain, you know. And again, it's not to say that what happened was okay or anything, because that was not. It was horrible. It was wrong. But to say, I will not be one to do that to my children or to the next generation. It's not easy. That's why we have counselors. That's why we have the sacrament of reconciliation. That's why we have all the sacraments and God's grace to help us to go forward, you know, not forgetting the past, but forgiving and then going forward with God.
Yeah. Bishop Bill Walk is our spiritual director on the program, talking today about fatherhood. And again, phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. Toll-free number 888-914-9149. Let's take a phone call. And Barbara, listening in Plymouth, Minnesota, thank you for the call. Nice to have you on the program today.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for being there. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
So, my dad, my dad passed down his faith to me, and there are, I could tell you lots of stories, but the one I chose for today is he was a band leader, among other things, and so on weekends, he and my mom would go out, what they called booking, so they would go to these dance halls, and they would ask the bartender, or the owner, the manager, to hire him so that he could see what the band sounded like, and if the people liked it, then they'd be hired back. So anyway, he had to do this quite a bit. Well, okay, so fast forward one day, Catholic Charities comes knocking at the door, and it had been kind of a dry spell with the band. My mother answered the door, and she said, Bill, Catholic Charities is here. How much do you want to give them? And he said, $15. Now, you have to realize this was back in the 1950s, so that was quite a bit of money. And she said, but Bill, that's all we have. And he said, Kay, it's Catholic Charities. Give them $15. Well, after that, the phone started ringing, and 9 dance jobs came in, which filled up over 2 months. And from then on, he never had to go booking. the dance halls just called him. It caught on. So I attribute it to the fact that he had faith that God was going to take care of him, and he took care of those in need beside. So that's my story.
Wow, that's a really neat story. Yeah, it's that this is me, Bishop Bill, Barbara. Thank you for that story. It's trusting in God, that God will provide. You know, he didn't do that saying, well, if I do this, God, you come through on your end. He just trusted that it will work out, and this is what you do. I think of Moses, especially, and St. Joseph, who were perfect examples of that. They had no reason to, you know, go all in and trust God, because what God was asking was something preposterous, and yet they trusted, and of course, you know, look what God did through them, both of them, Moses and St. Joseph. That's a really neat story. And then, I mean, in humility, I suppose you don't want to talk about yourself, but do you see that? Have you kind of taken that on, that attribute, that trust in God in your own life because of your father?
Well, I work at it. You know, there are times when things look just kind of crazy, and I learned this little phrase, I know you love me, and I trust you. And sometimes I have to say that over and over again. And all things work together for good to those who love God and are called to his purpose. And I love you, Lord, but I'd like to love you more. I need to love you with a more sincere heart. Help me. So, yeah, I learned that from my dad and my mom.
You learned it. It sounds like you really do trust. Go ahead.
I do. Well, I try. You know, we all fall once in a while. But when I was a real little girl, my dad used to take me to Mass. And, of course, I'd get restless. I was about 2 or 3 years old. And I remember him picking me up and holding me in his arms and saying, now listen, Father's going to tell a story. And I could never wait until the epistle was done and the gospel came, because the gospel was a story. And that was another thing that he did. He loved me when I was being naughty in church and directed my attention to God's word. So, yeah, and he wasn't perfect, but he had some real faith, and that I caught.
That's fantastic. That makes me think of a great line in the book of Hosea, where it just says, God first says, these are all the things you've done wrong, Israel. You know, he accuses them rightly of all the things they did wrong. And then he says, how I wish to raise you to my cheek like a father would his daughter, you know. Just, it's such a great thing. You know, even though you've done all that, I want to pick you up. I want to raise you to my cheek, which is such an intimate act of love. So thank you for sharing that. That's a beautiful story. It sounds like your father lives on in you. Again, not perfectly, but you're taking his best attributes and really trying to make them your own.
Yeah. Barb, thanks for joining us. A great, great story. And I'm always so taken when we hear stories like this, Bishop, that we remember the stories. We remember the good stuff. Hopefully we have the good things to remember, but and some of the bad things. But, you know, in Barbara's situation, she remembers the stories like that. She probably remembers not so much how much money they made or how much money they had, but look at the influence he had on that family just by being faithful to God. It's amazing, isn't it?
Right. I think we're very influenced by our parents, you know, whether we like it or not. You hear people often saying, and I've said this too, you stop and you say, oh my gosh, I sound like my father, you know, or I'm becoming my mother. And it really is a true thing, of course, because of all those things that they said and did for us over and over again, they have a tremendous impact on us. So of course they're going to come out, and we hope in good ways, you know, and that we take the best of their examples and make them our own going forward.